Every time that I hear the words of that first reading about the widow from Zarephath or Sarepta, I just marvel at this woman's faith. We recall that this is the woman of whom Jesus spoke when he said there were many widows in Israel at the time of Elijah the prophet, and yet not to one of them was Elijah sent, but only to a widow of Zarephath and Sidon. Point being that none of the widows in Israel had the faith that they needed to have. It's not that they didn't believe in the various things that were taught, but it was the practical, lived-out faith that they lacked. And so each one of us can ask ourselves, if we were in that boat, if you were first of all a widow, a single parent with a young child, and you were about to eat the last meal that you had. There was a little bit of flour in the jar. There was a little bit of oil in the cruse. And now you're going to make the very last little bit of bread that you can, and you're going to die of starvation. And somebody comes along and says, great idea, but before you do that, make some bread for me. Are you going to stop and say, well, I'll take the bread that I was going to give to my child, and I'm going to give it to this person instead? How many of us would do that? But that's exactly what this woman did. She put her faith in God because Elijah had told her that the Lord God of Israel said that the jar will not go empty and the oil will not run out. And she believed. This is a pagan woman. She was not Jewish. And yet again, we recognize that as Elijah asked her initially for the bread, her response was quite amazing. As the Lord your God lives. How many people in Israel do you think would have actually said that? How many Catholics today would actually say that? But a pagan woman did, which is why Elijah was sent to her, because she had faith, not just head knowledge. It got down into her heart, and she lived it. And as always, God is going to test that. As we know, and as I keep telling you, in order to grow in virtue, you have to practice 100% of the virtue you've already developed. And so this woman obviously had grown quite a bit in holiness in order to be in the circumstances that she was. And now God was going to test her in an extreme way. Would she continue to believe even at the point of death? Just like that little widow that Jesus talked about in the gospel, who just put a couple of copper coins into the treasury. And he said she put in more than everyone else, because everyone else gave of their surplus and she gave of her want. So again, we ask our own selves, what kind of generosity is in my heart? What kind of charity is there toward the Lord? Do I give him a lot of lip service, but I don't act on it? Or do I put that faith into practice? Do I have the confidence and the trust that God is going to provide? I mean, really, truly have the trust that God is going to provide, not just giving him lip service. Oh, yeah, God can do whatever he wants. He has all the power, whatever. No, no, no. Do you really believe that God is going to provide? This woman did. She had nothing. And the tiny little bit that she had, she was willing to give to Elijah. And she trusted that God was going to somehow miraculously make the flour continue, to make the oil continue. And for a year, the three of them continued to eat every day, even though she didn't add anything to the jar. God will provide, but only if we will trust. Again, we have to look at what Jesus said, that there were many widows in Israel at that time, but to none of them was Elijah sent, because God didn't find a single one who had that kind of faith. Not one. So that's where we have to look at this for ourselves as we move forward and as things continue to get more difficult. Will we remain faithful? Will we continue to trust? These are going to be very, very difficult virtues, but very necessary virtues. So we need to start putting them into practice now so that they can grow, so that when we absolutely need them, they're going to be there. We can learn a lesson from this beautiful widow, from a pagan widow who had more faith than anyone among the people of God. What a tragic statement, huh? Well, let's apply it to ourselves. I think most of us would have to admit she probably had more faith than me too. How many of us would be able to match that faith that she had? First of all, absolute faith in the God of Israel, not the pagan God of the Sidonians, who were demons, but the one and true living God that she professed, and that she had absolute trust, absolute confidence that God would do what he said he would do. That's what God is going to be looking for from each and every one of us. Absolute trust, absolute faith, absolute confidence, not in ourselves, not in our money, not in our ability, but only in Him.